Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue right on in the message, Knowing God's Will. And this is a very broad subject, but yesterday I was making the point that the first and most important thing to do as we begin to seek God, and this, of course, is for, as I mentioned, there's your lifelong calling, if you will, that God has called you to. I mean, if someone calls God to be a pastor, generally, that is what they do for most of their adult life. And I mean, yes, it is possible. There are those that God can change midstream. You know, they've pastored for a period of time, and then they feel a call to go on the mission field or something like that. So God is certainly able to do whatever He desires in our lives. But that's in terms of our when I talk about our lifelong choice, it's like God's plan overall. There's an overarching scheme that He would have you to fit into. And then there's also, I use an example, if you are a parent and you've started a family, well, especially for the mom, for both, the responsibility is equal, that their concentration needs to be on raising the children properly, train up a child in the way that he should go when he is old, he won't depart from it. And so, but that varies with seasons. So there, when I talk about the will of God, there's the overarching will of one's life, there's the seasons, there's the, just the short term, and there's the daily. You're in a plan, you know exactly what the overall guiding point is, line, and yet how do you live your day? You can ask God's will how to accomplish what you know already to do. He's got shortcuts, beloved. And so I said the most important thing is that we should examine our motives in desiring to know God's will, and then be willing to completely accept what God does reveal if it's contrary to maybe what we had desired. You know, I'm thinking of a dear brother. It's been years and years ago. He used to write fairly regularly, was in the San Francisco Bay Area, heard the broadcast, then he moved to New York, and he had various giftings, talents in many different non-spiritual, I mean, as far as the work of the Lord. He was an artist, for example, and he was, actually. He was very on fire for the Lord, and so he would write regularly, and I would pray for him, and he said, you know, at one point that God was calling him to pastor, and so I said, well, praise God, that's wonderful, and so I prayed accordingly, and then, as he continued to write, within a very short time, guess what? He wasn't going to be a pastor, he was going to be an evangelist. And beloved, trust me, those are two very different callings. You have to have different personalities you've got to have a love for people. If you are pastoring, if you're an evangelist, it's a whole nother focus. You're there to save souls, not that a pastor doesn't do that. You see what I mean? And so there was so much instability in his life. I really became very, very concerned because of, you know, what is it going to be the next time he writes? You know, that doesn't happen. He does everything decently in order, and he doesn't require or ask things of you. I mean, obviously, both of those could not have been God's will at that same time in a man's life. So that's what I mean. We need to seek our motives. Is he trying to, you know, are we trying to fit in? Are we trying to belong? What really is motivating us, regardless of whatever it is? And it doesn't even have to be public ministry. Whatever, and I say every ministry, everything God has assigned to His people is a ministry. You know, I was speaking to a dear brother who loves God, but his field was the field of nutrition. I said, this is a ministry, brother, that you have. You are ministering to the physical temples of God's people, those that come. And so we have to have that sense of that mentality, beloved, that whatever God has you to do, you know, suppose God's calling you into business. Suppose, you know, you love pizza, you want to make pizzas. You could, now how many pizza places are there around, okay? But you could be, as you see God, you could, you're not being a chain, you could develop the most famous pizza that people come from all over. I heard a little place like that in New York, you know, hot dogs that were so unique to that place, that people would line up outside the business just to get that hot dog. So the point is, whatever it is that God will enable you, and it's a step-by-step process. You don't get the full game plan all at once. So obviously, as a child of God, we should earnestly seek to know God's will for our life. And Colossians 2:2-4 tells us that our hearts should be encouraged and united in love so that we can have the full riches of complete understanding. Isn't that amazing? Complete understanding. That talks about the riches. Why? Complete understanding of what? To know the mystery of God. And those mysteries include God's purpose for your life. I mean, when you're a teenager, for example, I mean, when I was a kid, I thought, oh, I wanted to be this, I wanted to be a doctor, you know, various things, teacher, whatever. But when you actually get to the place of approaching adulthood, you may not know. A lot of kids going to college, you know, I thought I wanted to be going to science. I was actually good in that field. And it wasn't until, you know, I mean, actually it was my first year, I was influenced by a teacher and I changed dramatically. And that was because of spiritual needs in my life. I realized that now I was looking for answers. I was basically turning away from the faith I was raised in and went to English literature. So the point is, at that point in life, you were actually asking the Lord. And I was using that example as a young person. But if we will be sincere, in Christ is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And it's very broad for us. I mean, he has a plan. Let me share an example. You know, in terms of my own life, as I said, I just shared in terms of my college experience. And then when I graduated in 1968, I thought I wanted to pursue a professional career. Actually, it was in modeling. And so I took measures. I attended school and had training. But of course, that was not God's plans for my life. So I traveled around. I mean, I was, you know, life went on and there was, you know, I had involvements. And so that was not a real priority because, you know, even, you know, in your teens, you ought to head to New York if that's what you really want. But God, he did not want me to go in that direction. And so I basically went around searching. I got involved in drugs. And the whole point of that, I was really searching for truth. I mean, it was never a party thing. I wanted truth. And beloved, it was, you know, 10 years. I wish it hadn't taken so long, but I was in New Orleans. It was so hot. And a friend said, come on back to Berkeley for the summer. So I did. And that's when I met Jesus. And it was, I wasn't prepared for it, but I mean, in spiritually, it was God's time and I knew it. And so, all right, so when I first came to the Lord, I mean, I was saved, filled with the Spirit. Within a month's time, this is back in 1973, I heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. A bunch of us did. And there was a solemn assembly with fasting and prayer for the nation. So I went, and I mean, I was changed by those services. I never felt the power of God. I mean, I hadn't been in a church since I was a kid, since I was, well, a teenager. I graduated from high school, and then I just been, you know, I dropped away. That first year, going on second year in college, that's what I did. So the point is, once the Lord got a hold of me, and I want you to understand this, all I knew is I really, really, really loved Jesus. That's all I just wanted to please him. But I had absolutely no talents or gifts. You know, I mean, I had a college degree, but what's that do for you? I was going to go on toward my doctorate to teach at the university level. However, I didn't get there yet. I was just going to take a break after college graduation. So the point is, I was, what is the word? I was, arrested by God. I was just taken captive by Him. And all I know is I couldn't get enough of God's presence, and I was in every service, and that was Sunday afternoon. Remember back then when they had evening Sunday services? There was midweek services. There were special crusades, special, you know, solemn assemblies, and I just couldn't get enough. And I remember once Brother Glass was preaching. This is before I think I even worked in the... Oh, absolutely. It was before I volunteered to work in the office. That's how I started. Now, this is how I really started. He was preaching under a heavy anointing, and I thought, what can I do, Jesus? I don't have any talents. I don't have any gifts. I don't know what to do. But being German, I know one thing. There was one thing I knew how to do it that was clean. And so I volunteered to clean the church, which was, you have no idea what a beautiful ministry that is. And so he said yes. So I started by cleaning the church, dusting, cleaning toilets, the bathrooms, and I loved it because I was doing it for Jesus. And then I volunteered for the office, and what do I have to, I don't have to go any further. Let me just say, though, the point is I had no idea of what was ahead for me. In fact, if I'd have known, I'd probably run out the front door in absolute stark terror, because I was a very introverted, very shy, very insecure person, and the last thing I would ever want to do is stand in front of anybody. And I remember once Brother Glass, he had to be out of town, Brother Lee was preaching, he asked me if I would sing songs. Well, I am not a vocalist. I can't read music. I don't know music, but at all. But I did. And after I did that, I remember I walked off. If you were ever at 41st and Telegraph, that beautiful German Lutheran church with the stained glass windows. And I walked off that right exit door, going back, you know, you're cutting around to go into your own pew. I said, I am never going to do that again. Well, obviously, that never got very far. So you see, it wasn't like I had a call to preach the gospel. No, it was a very long period of time. I just, you know, I thought I just, you know, married a preacher and I ended up, that was my life. No, there was a call of God on my life. So I'm sharing that so you will understand. Sometimes He doesn't lay out the whole pattern. You just obey God in the slightest little thing He shows you to do. He'll take it from there. Although He may give you greater understanding, and you can pursue if you want public ministry, maybe He's wanting you to go to Bible college. Anyway, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. Tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we'll continue right on. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.